Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the prohibition of unjustly verbally abusing a Muslim. So we are doing the chapters with regards to the prohibition of those things that a person would do with his tongue. In other words, those prohibitions that are related to the tongue. So Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has brought a new chapter here. The chapter on the prohibition of unjustly verbally abusing a Muslim. So yesterday we had started a few ayat of the Quran Sharif. We did an ayat of the Quran Sharif and we did two ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In the last hadith we explained that if a person accuses another person of sin or disbelief, it reverts back to him if the accused person is not deserving of it. And we explained that the best thing to do for a person is to try and remain silent. Man samata najah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned, that person that remains silent will be successful. So today's hadith, an Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam qal, al-mutasabbani, ma qala fa'ala al-badi minhuma hatta ya'tadil mazlum, rawahu Muslim. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, when two people verbally abuse one another, two people are having an argument, and one person is saying some words against another person, and that person is saying something against him. So there's two people that are verbally abusing one another. The sin will be upon the one who initiated, the person that started this aggression, the person that started this verbal abuse. The sin will be upon that person that started it. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, unless the wrong one exceeds the bounds. I'll explain this just now. So one person starts verbally accusing another person. That person responds by verbally accusing the person who started it. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying the person that started it, the sin will be upon him unless the person that is responding exceeds the bounds. So for example, the person that started it will tell that person, your father, pick on him, your father is like this, your father is like this. And the person now is responding, he doesn't only tell him that your father is like this, he'll tell him your father, your grandfather, your mother, your children, your grandchildren. He starts going beyond the bounds. This person only said your father, that person starts responding with much, much more. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us something, is that when a person has been verbally abused, now this hadith is speaking about verbal abuse, there are other instances where a person has been harmed, but here we're specifically talking about verbal abuse. Then the person that initiates this verbal abuse, the sin, the guna is upon him. But the person that is responding has got the right to respond equally. The better thing to do is to keep quiet, to make this person maaf, to forgive him, to move away. That's the better thing. However, he has the right to respond equally. In other words, if that person swears him, ideally he should keep quiet. But Shariat allows him, he gives him the right. If he told you something bad, you're allowed to tell him the same thing bad without exceeding the bounds. The best thing to do is to keep quiet, make dua for him, move away from there. This is the teaching of the ayat of the Quran Sharif. This is the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. However, purely speaking in terms of rights, because this person has verbally abused you, you've got the right. The best thing, as I explained, is خُذِ الْعَفْوَ وَأْمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ. That be one that forgives, be one that does good, and just moves away from those people that behave in a very abusive, indecent manner, people that behave abruptly, move away from these type of people. However, the person has got the right. This is the beauty of Shariat. It gives everybody their rights. Everyone has their rights. So even if a person has to do this, to respond, his response must be equal to the accusation that had come to him, or the verbal abuse that had come to him. So then there is one ayat of the Quran Sharif that explains this very nicely. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَهُمُ الْبَغْيُ هُمْ يَنْتَصِرُونَ وَجَزَاءُ سَيِّئَةٍ سَيِّئَةٌ مِثْلُهَا وَمَنْ عَفَى وَأَصْلَحَ فَأَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الظَّالِمِينَ وَلَمَنِ انْتَصَرَ بَعْدَ ظُلْمِهِ فَأُولَئِكَ مَا عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ سَبِيلٍ إِنَّمَا السَّبِيلُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ يَظْلِمُونَ النَّاسَ وَيَبْغُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ أُولَئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ وَلَمَنْ صَبَرَ وَغَفَرَ إِنَّ ذَلِكَ لَمِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ. And those who retaliate when aggression affects them, the retribution for an evil is a proportionate response. Person has been, aggression reaches some person. The retribution that he's allowed to take must be a proportionate response. This ayat of the Quran, the first part, is telling us what right a person has. And then Allah Ta'ala is explaining what is the best to do. As for the one who forgives and he makes amends, his reward will be what? Allah Ta'ala. He had to make some sabr here. He forgave. He never responded. He never retaliated. This person forgave. His reward will be with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Verily Allah Ta'ala does not like the oppressors. There will be no blame. Again, now this ayat, this part of the ayat is explaining the right of the person. There will be no blame on the person who takes revenge after he has been wronged. There will be blame only on the one who oppresses people and who unjustly rebels on earth. A person that went beyond the bounds. Whatever was allowed in Sharia, he went beyond that. Now he will be blameworthy. A painful punishment shall be the lot of these people. And then the last closing part of this ayat of the Quran is telling us, what is the highest level a person should be on? Whoever exercises patience and he forgives. He exercises patience and he forgives. وَلَمَنْ صَبَرَ وَغَفَرَ إِنَّ ذَٰلِكَ لَمِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ. This is certainly amongst the most resolute of matters. A person, the highest position he can take is this position. I make sabr and I forgive. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making this, of having this quality in us. Somebody swears us, somebody says bad words or hurls abusive language or signs against us. Listen, he remembers this part. وَلَمَنْ صَبَرَ وَغَفَرَ. I want to be on the highest level in dunya. We want everything of the highest. We want everything of the best. As far as the akhirat is concerned, we must also want everything of the best. I want to be on the best level. What is the best level? Wala man sabara wa ghafara. I want to forgive and I want to be patient. Inna dhalika la min azmil umur. That is of the highest resolute matter. A person being on this level. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. There's a nice Arabic saying, Amurru ala la'imi yasubbuni. I passed by a person that was very lowly in manners, in the way he conducted himself, a person that was hurling abuse, continuous hurling abuse. قُلْتُ لَا يَعْنِينِي. That I passed by this person that was hurling abuse. I just told myself, he's not hurling abuse at me, he's hurling abuse at someone else. So just mentally I had to correct myself. No, it's not me. He's abusing somebody else. So this poem, or this part of the poem, is a very powerful recipe when somebody is being abusive, somebody is being rude on the road, especially, which leads normally to road rage, etc. We just tell ourselves, no, he's not being abusive to me, to somebody else. So that takes away the pressure. The person won't get worked up, person won't get angry. He's just redirecting the condition of what actually happened. And this can happen, or a person can use this in all situations. Something happens to him that will normally get his blood pressure boiling. He must just tell himself, no, you're understanding the situation wrong. It was like this. And create a new situation in the mind that will keep a person cool, it will keep a person calm. Therefore, this poet is saying, I passed by some person like this who was hurling abuse, etc. But I told myself, Fakultu, La ya'nini, that this person is not intending me, he's intending somebody else. And this helps a person very, very far. Sometimes with a person's wife also, sometimes with a person's children also, sometimes with a person's staff also. He just makes up a story in his mind. She's just joking, or she doesn't mean it. But his wife, she doesn't mean it, she's just joking. Or don't take it seriously, make it into something lighthearted. Then you'll find that life becomes very, very easy. Otherwise, a person gets upset by every statement of every person. He'll always be living with anxiety, high blood pressure. Things will be very difficult for him. But when he just plays things down and he just tells himself, I wasn't intended, or he makes a joke out of it, then life becomes very, very easy. All this is from the teaching of our beautiful deen. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.